Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am talking about Cabaret, the musical. So I saw it yesterday, the 23rd of February at Orlando Shakes. The whole cast did amazing. The costumes were amazing. This is like a tough show to watch. So I am doing a warning because there's anti-Semitism. There is very tough subject matters, hatred in this show, Nazis. It's also I would also give it an age limit, saying like if you are if you're not a teenager, don't see this show. It's not for you. You're too young for it. You shouldn't be seeing the show if you are under a teenager. I think it's fine for teenagers to see this. It's good for young adults, people that are older than that. It's fine for you guys, for you guys to see it. But I feel like if you are young, you should not see this show. I'm not gonna do any spoilers for this at all. With this review, I'm just going to pretty much tell you guys, if you guys are like me, musical theater fanatics, you should go see it. Like I said, it is a trigger warning. If you have not seen the movie at all, with Liza, you should go see it first. See if you like it. And if you like it, go watch the musical. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Because like, it's very touchy. And it touches very tough subjects in this film. So this musical is here for one more week. It ran, let me give you the specific dates, my friends. Like, it ends on the 2nd, so this Sunday it ends, and it started the 5th of February. So it was in Orlando Shakes for a month. Like I said, everybody did really well. It's based in Berlin in the early 70s. So in 1971 is where it's based in Berlin. We have Sally, who is a dancer at the Kit Kat bar. We have Clifford, who she falls in love with as well. We also have a couple. One of them is completely German, and the guy that she falls for is born in Germany, but he's Jewish, and they have complicated issues because of that. And my PSA is, because a lot of things that are happening in this musical, I feel are real to what's going on right now in the USA. And my PSA is, let people love who they want, no matter their race, no matter their gender, religion, etc., etc. Let people love who they love. They're not hurting you. What we should go by is how people treat each other. We should treat everybody with kindness, no matter who they love. That's how I do things, and I feel like the world would be better if people do that as well, which is treat people with kindness and respect. And a lot of times we're gonna be like, oh, the past is in the past, but like, things like what went on in Cabaret is resurfacing again in the USA, which is not good at all. And like I said, one of the couples, the guy that she was going to marry, was Jewish. She could not marry him because he was Jewish. And she wanted to, and they're like, no, you can't. If you do, you'll get your German card taken away. And she was like, well, he was born. I'm like, and he was born here, but he's Jewish, so you can't. Like, it's a lot of, like, a lot of hatred against the minorities, a lot of hatred against the Jewish population, a lot of hatred from the LGBTQ community and, like, the arts, and trying to censor people, which is, again, what's going on in the USA right now. So this is what I love about the performing arts and, like, musicals and plays and music. They talk about what's went on in the past, what's going on in the present, and a lot of things, times it goes full circle and it comes back, and very interesting. And yeah, this is, like, especially, like, a lot of things are happening since January, a lot of hatred and a lot of scariness, and this musical shows this as well. And we need to be there for each other and love each other and be there for one another through all of it. And be there for each other. And if, like I said, watch, if you're into musical, watch the movie first, see if you like it. If you like it, go see Cabaret for its last week while it's there in Orlando Shakes. Like I said, like, there was parts of this musical, like, for me, like, every, as a Broadway lover, as a someone that loves seeing the performing arts, for me, there were parts, like, where the Nazis were doing their songs, and, like, stuff about the Nazis and hatred and stuff like that, like, again, that I don't agree with. For me, even if it's, like, a Broadway show, what's going on in the world, even if it was stuff like what's going on in the USA, even if this was not happening, like, hatred and stuff like this wasn't happening, I still wouldn't, because I'm against it. So, like, it's like, there's things that I'm like, I can't apply to this. I can't. No. It makes me feel terrible. And also, like, the ending, not trying okay, I'll spoil it a little bit. It shows how a lot of people that were not what Hitler liked, that he sent to the concentration camp, which were people of color, people in the LGBTQ community, minorities, Jews, they were sent into the Holocaust, the camps, the horrible camps. And it was showing, oh, here's your ticket for the camps, and then them getting killed, which is devastating. Like, seeing that was, like, really heart-wrenching. So this movie, the movie doesn't show that, which is good, but the musical, like, you know, you know what's happening. It's very a tough subject, and if things like this, like, trigger you or make you feel uncomfortable, and you're a musical lover, I would not watch this musical or movie. I am not, like I said, like, talking about this more and recapping it for you guys, I am not going to spoil anything or talk about it in detail, but all I'm going to say is, like I said in the beginning, so Sally and Clifford, they get into a romance. He teaches English, and he's teaching English to a lot of people in Berlin to get money to stay. And then when things that he doesn't agree with, aka the Nazi party, he wants to leave. Sally, she is a dancer, a performer for the Kit Kat Club. And for me, what I would say, like, the Kit Kat Club is like a performing arts center, you know, show expression, show different kind of things. She works there. They end up having, she ends up getting pregnant, but she doesn't know who. She ends up getting an abortion. Kiffer's not happy about that. And like I said before, there's this, there is a couple who want to get married, but they cannot because the Nazis won't allow it. So there's a lot of different issues going on. And like I said, there's a lot of touchy subjects that have been in this musical that, again, are going on right now in the USA, and signs that we saw someone do, like, that happened that should not have happened. So it is, like I said, if you are at all were ever triggered of the events that have happened since you know who, I'm just saying you know who because I don't like him, has came back, this kind of touches like a lot of the hatred that he has been doing, as well as like the fear that has been happening with the different communities and their rights taken away. And like I said before ending all of this, is people shouldn't be deciding who you love at all. That is your decision. It's nobody else's decision. All that should matter is how you are as a person. No matter, shouldn't matter is your race should not matter, your gender should not matter, who you love should not matter. Those shouldn't matter. What should matter is how you are as a person. Sorry about the soapbox. I'm just talking about it because, like I said, like my soapbox matters because of what the topics that are in this musical, and it talks about what is actually happening right now in the USA. Yes, I know this one's a heavy hitter, heavy topics, but like for me, I care and love for everybody, and I treat people how I want to be treated, which I feel like everybody should do. And I don't go based on who people, who they are, as in their gender, or who they love, or their race, because I don't think that matters. I think for me, we as a society, we're in 2025, should be going forward and not backwards. And how things are going on, we're going backwards. People are losing rights, which they should not be losing. People have fought really hard to get those rights, and they shouldn't be losing them. There's hatred going on when they shouldn't be. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are worried. And history should be history, and history should not be repeating itself. And unfortunately, it is repeating itself. And I'm not gonna keep harping on it, because I'm gonna keep saying the same thing over and over again. So, as I'm ending this podcast, everyone, be kind to one another. Respect each other. Treat people how you want to be treated. Don't assume that people are just like you, because they're not. Be patient on red lights. I'm just saying that because, again, especially people from other countries are coming to your country, and the USA is the only country that lets you turn on red. So be patient with people and not turning on red. They're doing it for your safety. You don't know what's going on in front of them. And be patient. We need to learn patience. We need kindness. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say, because I added the car thing because I've seen a lot of people honking at other people for not turning, and again, a lot of tourists come in, and by the way, in every other country but the USA, you're not allowed to turn on red. So be kind, treat people how you want it to be treated. That's just like the last thing I'm going to say and be done with this podcast. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you want, and that's, I feel like, the main issue with a lot of things. People want people to treat them with respect, but they don't treat others with respect. So treat people how you want to be treated. If you want someone to respect your relationship, whoever you're dating, if it's same-sex relationship or not, if you're in an interracial relationship or not, treat them with respect. Treat everybody with respect. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you want, that's all I'm going to say. Have a great day. Next podcast will be more uplifting and exciting and more upbeat and everything like that. But this musical is not an upbeat musical. It's more in the depressive side. Because it's about control and you wanting to do something but you can't, and you want to be with someone but you can't, and the scary things that are happening as well. So because of the musicals like that, I can't be like, oh my gosh, because it's not like that, and that's not how I, as an audience member or anyone in the audience, felt as an audience as well. So how the musical is how, if the podcast is going to be upbeat or not. And like I said, I didn't do any spoilers. I just told you a little bit about what the musical is about. If you want to see it, the musical, and you live near Orlando Shakes, this week it's here this last week, the 24th to the February to the 2nd of March is when is the last week that it's going to be there. If you're iffy about it because of what I said, watch the movie. You can rent it on YouTube and see if you like it. If you do, go see, and it's still this week, go to Orlando Shakes and check it out. If you watch the movie later and you missed it, you can find other places that have the movie as well. So one more time, treat others how you wanted to be treated. Love you all. Have a good day. Bye.